It's Port Huron's only local morning talk show. Back to Paul Miller on WPHM.
The Parisians last night in front of the Notre Dame Cathedral singing Ave Maria as it burned, as the flames were extinguished, and it's the day after. And we're joined by Tom Rivers, who's in Paris right now from ABC News. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, still disbelief out on the streets of Paris today. It's one of those things. It is larger than life, and it's going to take some time to sink in, but I guess if you're coming away from here today, you're saying the good news is it's not totally gone. It's not going to be just a rubble pile that's going to be cleared away. It is in good enough shape, you can use that qualitatively, that they are going to rebuild it. It will be reconstructed. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take maybe a decade, maybe two decades. It's going to cost a lot of money as well, but that's the pledge from the French president, and certainly the people of France are behind that inclination.
Yeah, there's obviously good column and bad column, but the good column, certainly there is that. There is, there was no loss of life, as I understand it.
We understand there was one injury, a firefighter seriously injured. We don't have specifics on that, but that was it.
Yeah.
And it could have been so much worse, yeah. And
it could have lost a lot of the relics and the artwork as well, but a lot of that was preserved. And the organ inside, as I understand it, is still in working order.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Some of the things were taken out months ago, which was good. They're put in a warehouse and covered in tarps. Interesting, the culture secretary was talking about 20 minutes ago here, and he said not only firefighters but civil servants raced in and grabbed anything they thought was very important historically and tried to run out the door with it and save it. And he says, if they had not done that, when they did, if they waited 15 minutes, a lot of those items would be gone totally. There still were some large, historical paintings that remained on the walls there. They're talking about smoke damage in those cases, but it's something that they believe they can refurbish, get the right skilled people on it, and take some time.
Do we know yet, Tom, how this fire started?
No. We've heard from the firefighters initially thinking that it was probably something to do with the workers up on the roof. And then we have the prosecutor's office today saying that they do not think it was arson or any kind of a criminal act, terrorism, anything of that nature. They think it was an accident. The thing is, though, everybody left the site about 5 o'clock yesterday, and this broke out about 7, 2 hours later. So there weren't any eyeballs up there to say, it's the transformer in the corner. That's the thing that we may never have anybody that comes forward, because there's nobody left on site, or just about everybody had left.
Yeah. This is Holy Week. What will parishioners from Notre Dame Cathedral do on Good Friday, on Easter Sunday?
That's a good question. I would imagine they're going to be filling other churches around Paris, ad hoc arrangement to make to last for maybe years. But I don't think they've got that nailed down yet. But I'm sure they're planning something pretty big.
Well, absolutely. Tom, thanks for the insight. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks
Take
for your
care.
Time this morning. Take care. Bye-bye.